Beis Hamad Dalet Sefalef. Ein Oisim Psila, the Nail Shal Shabbos, Ein, the Nail Shal Shulchan, and Kol Nail Shemadlik Mibayis, Yidavo, Sha'ur Einoi Nechaz Boi. El Nishav Svivov, Shal Heves Kofetzis. The halacha is that for Shabbos candles, whether the candles on the Shabbos table or any candle that's being used for illumination for your needs in the house, it cannot be made out of materials that do not absorb the oil and therefore the flame does not catch properly and is jumping around. An example of this is kagoyin semer. One is not allowed to use wool, besar, things made of hair, kiyosevem, el midavah sho'o, nidlaboy kagoyin pishta, nefutza, beget sheish. One should use wicks that do draw the oil properly, like flax that has been already processed, or linen, tzemegefen is also acceptable, cotton is acceptable, canvas, k'yotzevim. These are the materials that are light properly. Ramos says, v'im hitlik v'dvom ha'asurim, also l'shtam sh'loyre. If a person used the ones that are also, you can't eat or use that light for your needs because there's a concern that you may come to try to fix it up. Even though you are allowed to eat yasuda by a regular candle, but that this one you can't. There those that say that if you have two candles, one of them is a good candle, the other one is a bad candle, then the good candle permits you to use the other one also. Another heter that they say is that a sun that needs very little light, so that you can use these possible lights for that type of thing. That for some reason they used the wrong wicks, so he has his tuaterim, either the fact that there was another kosher candle that matter the use of the other ones, or if it's a type of tashmish that does not require much light.